To the Jack Klassen Show.
Good morning, Montana. How you guys doing? God bless all 51 states. I think I have it right. Yo, 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 K-Bear. God bless you guys. Thoughtcrimes.ca. Jack Klassen Show Radio Network. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother. It's a morning show.
Fuck the
Alrighty, guys. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Check it out. This will be the first show that you guys will listen to after my two-week break. Thank you very much. Much needed. I needed the time off. What can I say? I can't go 365. I'd like to. Sometimes it's nice to have a break, brother. God bless you guys, for real, K-Bear. K-Bear is one of the greatest radio stations I have ever been on, hands down. There's no question about it. In fact, I think I've been on K-Bear probably almost as long as I was in Alabama, which is cool. But Alabama, they threw me out. So screw those guys. What good has Alabama ever done for me? Seriously, screw Alabama. I'm still caught on that, brother. Check it out. Good morning, guys. Hopefully it was a successful June for you. I live in a weird world. I live in a weird little pocket of existence to where I'm known and people know me for doing stand-up. They mostly now just know me for my radio show, which is kind of badass. I mean, it's cool. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when they realize that I have to work a regular job. I mean, it's still cool. Like, someone will come and go, "Hey, I recognize your voice. Are you Jack? Are you the Jack Klassen?" I get that once a month. "Are you the Jack Klassen? What are you doing working here?" Brother, I didn't invent cancel culture. I'm just merely a product of it. I'll be honest with you, the last couple weeks, I know I've done a bunch of shows that didn't end up going onto the Jack Klassen Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca, because I figured they were too black-pilled. It was just like radio suicide. It was, if I was driving around Montana and I heard the shows I was doing, I would either I would put me in to a mental asylum, or I would think I was doing the host a favor by just killing him randomly in the streets with a badass gun. I don't want to be killed by a 22 pistol. I want to be killed by a dirty, hairy magnum. If I heard someone like me talking the way I was talking the last week or so, I would have searched those guys out and I would have got my dirty, hairy magnum and I would have just popped him in the head. And I wouldn't have gone to jail. I would have been doing the guy a favor. At least that's what I think I would have been doing. So that's why, for the people on the thoughtcrimes.ca Podomatic, why you haven't heard too many shows, because it was just asking for someone to do vigilante justice and pop me in the head. I mean, really, that's it. I've just been feeling like crap, which is kind of badass, I guess. I mean, you don't hear, God, who's the guy? I did some research for Billings, Montana. I figured out what the other morning show was, and that morning show was ridiculously happy, like sickeningly so. And I'm not playing around with that. I'm not going to pretend that life's fantastic, because it's really not. It's really not. We live in a hell world, and it's just going to get worse. Mandatory vaccine, brother. That's what's going to happen. And people want that. People want to force you to take a drug that alters your DNA. Like, what? Like, I'm all for, and that's the crazy thing, is I'm all for, if you want to make the decision, if you want to go, "Hey, brother, I'm just going to take the vaccine. I don't want to get sick with the coronavirus. I'm just going to take this vaccine." I'm like, that's cool. That's cool. You can do that. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Don't get in my face. Don't get in my face and go, "Hey, why haven't you taken your vaccine yet, you stupid jerk face? brother, I don't bother anyone about their vaccine choices. I think it's dumb. I think if you're taking a vaccine, you're stupid. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm not going to tell people to do that. Just like how I think it's incredibly gross that there's trans people. And trans people like to... Like, I'll be honest, I don't hate trans people. I just think dilating yourself is disgusting. Can you imagine that? You choose to have a wound in your... You choose to create a wound with your genitals. And then you got to shove something up there to keep it from closing up because your body's like, ugh, this isn't cool. This isn't natural. I gotta tighten up this big gash. This big gash, which, by the way, you know, common knowledge here. The common complaint that trans people have when they get the surgery is it smells like poop. So you got a big poopy gash that you gotta dilate. You gotta shove this big thing up in your wound. Duh. I think that's disgusting. Sorry, but I'm not going to tell people not to do it. That's the way I choose to live my life. I will never tell someone how to live their life or what to do. I don't believe in that. And I think more people really should be like me, if I'm being completely honest with you. I think that that would stop a lot of problems if people just left each other alone. It's like my buddy. My buddy got the vaccine. He gets screamed at. People will scream at him for getting the vaccine. You go, what are you, stupid? You got the vaccine? People will yell at me, go, hey, F you. Why did I have to? This is my favorite one. When someone comes up to me and they ask, hey, do you have the vaccine? And I go, no, I'm not putting the Bill Gates juice in me, brother. A lot of times the reaction will go, F you, you son of a bitch. Why not? Why did I have to suffer? Why did I have to do it? I just want things to be back to normal. I want to stop wearing the mask. I want to go to concerts. I want life to be back to normal. So that's why I took it. Half the people that take it don't take the vaccine because they're afraid of getting sick of coronavirus. They just want something normal in their life. Because the last year and a half has been garbage and has been totally... I know it. Three people committed suicide because of lockdowns. Christ, I attempted and was almost successful, except the firing pin was no good. Jeez. Yeah, that really had poor... That malfunctioning firing pin did the world a favor. Actually, it might be the world's most evil firing pin, if I'm being honest with you. But seriously, there is no reason why people should care if they've taken the vaccine. They should be happy. They're coronavirus free. They won't get it. You're safe. And if they don't take the vaccine, who cares, dog? Just let people be, dude. Like, for real. Life sucks. Then you die. I gotta go on break. This show has a lot of ads. I was listening to them. And we have more than one erectile dysfunction pill that we advertise, which is kind of badass. Anyway, guys, when I'm back, I'm going to call the Vatican. I got a bone to pick with the Pope. It's a Jack Klassen Show. Jack Klassen Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca, baby. Check it out. I'll be right back. God bless you, Montana. For real, dog.
so basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries. So basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to call the parent of an employee who was working in an industrial job. He basically got, you know, sucked into a wood chipper. It was like an accidental thing. It was initially it was a funny joke, and he kept pressing. He actually tried to contact the parents on the show, and he couldn't. At that point, he has been blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host. So now he's basically homeless, living in his RV van.
Oh, no. It's the Jack Classic Show.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, Montana. Good morning, everyone in podcast world. God bless you guys. God bless the DLive. God bless the... Yeah, DLive. That's it. All the other streaming services suck. DLive, I kind of enjoy because at least they've throttled me back, but they haven't taken me completely off their platform, so I really have to appreciate that. I mean, like, for real. So, a lot of you guys might not know this because you live in the States, but we had a little bit of an issue in Canada here. We had this whole big residential school issue where they would do very horrible things to Indian people, Native people, Native Canadian people, Aborigines, whatever you want to call them. I'll be honest with you, growing up with Aborigines people, I had no idea I just thought everyone was white. Like, seriously, that is the best thing about growing up in a place where, you know, you're small, you're in the middle of nowhere. Racism didn't really exist until I was much older. The first time I saw a black guy, I was like 12. I was 12. And did I think anything weird about him? No, I just thought it was a dude. Like, I knew black people existed. I had no preconceived notions. It's almost like media, TV, rap music, or want you to think that black people are bad and dumb. I mean, really, you want to break it down. That's what it is, brother. Constant race division. And I grew up in a place where I didn't care. No one cared. Half my friends were Native. Didn't even occur to me. Did not even occur to me, not once, that there was a difference. So anyway, I guess Canada, 100 years ago, until 1996, they would take First Nations people and pretty much rip them from their families for 14 years, beat, rape, and possibly kill them because they wanted to beat the Aboriginal out of them, which is maybe not the coolest move, maybe not the best move in the world, but I'm still an advocate of everyone. Even 80 years ago, everyone was a scumbag. Everyone has done something horrible. My family all got murdered by the Bolsheviks in Russia. I'm not mad at the communists. Oh, never mind. I hate the communists. Maybe there's something to that. My other side of the family, they all got killed in Ireland during some crazy Irish thing that I don't care about. I mean, dog, the past is the past, brother. I'm not responsible for what was taking place 100 years ago. Christ, I wasn't even responsible for things that happened 30 years ago. Think about that. Had nothing to do with me. However, these residential schools where they would beat and rape. This is actually, you could do it as Peppa Pig.
These residential schools, they would beat, rape, murder Aboriginal. Really make.
I'm done with that. That's an old bit. That's a dead bit. So I got a bone to pick. I guess the Pope made a statement and he said, oh yeah, it kind of feels bad, but he didn't really apologize. And it's like, dude, just apologize, man. Just, you sweep a lot of things under the rug, Catholic Church. Just, you know, do your fake apology and then just forget it ever happened. I know you're stuck in your Vatican. Your gross Vatican. Ugh. Another place I don't want to travel to. Two places I don't want to travel to. Israel and the Vatican. For completely separate reasons. But I still think that maybe, hey, you know what? Someone at the Vatican should apologize for raping, beating, and murdering young Aboriginal people over a course of 100-something years. I really think, you know, maybe just a sorry. Maybe a sorry would be good. So I'm going to try to call... the Vatican's switchboard. And I want to get a hold of someone who will hopefully apologize for the horrible indiscretions of the past. I think that's fair. I think that's cool. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So let's see. I'm going to try to see if I can get this to work here. It's a real live radio show. Things happen. Let's see if I can get it to work, brother. Let's call the Vatican. I want this apology. I want reparations.
Pronto, Vaticano?
Hello?
Pronto?
English?
Hello? Yes.
English?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling from Canada.
Yes.
From Canada. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if you've heard about this thing in the news. There's like 215 dead kids at a residential school. Kind of big news over here. You've heard about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. I know the Pope didn't really... People are saying he didn't apologize. He obviously feels bad. Like, no one's real stoked at 215 dead kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would really just want, like, because he didn't really say he's sorry. It just would make me feel good if I could hear someone from the Vatican say that they're sorry for beating, murdering, and raping kids for hundreds of years at these residential schools. Because I don't feel like the Pope did enough. You know, you understand?
Yes, madam. Yes, I understand.
You understand? Is there?
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
I did it.
What do you do there at the Vatican?
Pardon?
Oh, what do you do at the Vatican? What is your job?
This is, you call the dial center, madam.
Okay, could
just
you?
A simple job.
Okay. Why does everyone at the Vatican sound like vampires? No, that's a joke. But can you direct me? Can you send me to someone who could apologize for the hundreds of years of discrimination and rapings and killings? Because I just want an apology, because I've had lots of friends whose families have suffered through this, and it would just really be nice to hear an apology from someone at the Vatican. Could you apologize to me?
No, I can't.
No? You can't?
Sorry. I can't do it. No.
What?
No, because this is a dial center. I just transferred the call.
Could you
to somebody. Yeah.
Could you transfer me to someone who could apologize?
Okay, all done, madam.
Please, you'll transfer me over to someone?
Yes, I'm doing.
Oh, thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate it, and I hope one day, you know, we can all forgive each other and things can be cool, and I think this is a really important step, and I think you're helping towards that.
Yes, I know, but I suggested to write a letter, madam. It's much better. I'm trying to transfer the call, but it's much better if you write a letter.
I know, but I want to make sure, I want to hear it from someone's mouth.
Okay, well, whatever you like. All done, please. Okay, bye.
You're transferring me over? Are they bad? Oh, they're transferring me over. Okay, thank you, Vatican. This better be the transfer. It would be funny if they just hung up on me. This is a very foreign ring. Feels like I'm calling 1942. Hey, is Adolf there? Can I speak to Adolf? I have a warning. I have a warning for Adolf. Do not... do not invade Do not invade Russia. Do not invade Russia. Oh, no, I shouldn't give Adolf Hitler advice. Please. Okay, calling 1935. I have a message for Henry Ford. Your opinions and views aren't going to be valued 70 years in the future. God. It really does. I even had to, like, talk to a switchboard operator. Calling, like, a party line. Come on, pal. Someone answer. Oh, come on. You can't just hang up on me. I really don't think the Vatican's sorry. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't think they're sorry at all. You know what? My tune's changed. Get them out of here. I don't want to talk to the Vatican ever again. This is how they get rid of me. They really don't care. It's the Jack Classic Show, Kitty Bear Morningstock, Rams.ca, Jack Classic Show Radio Network. They really don't care. That's outrageous. That is outlandish. Alrighty, I gotta call this vampire lady again. I gotta figure out what is going on. Hello, this is English.
Yes.
Hello, I am calling from Canada. You've heard from Canada?
Yes.
And I'm
calling. Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Yes, I am calling on behalf of every Aboriginal person in Canada. Recently, there's been a whole big stink. There's been a big faux pas about 215 dead kids they found at a residential school. I think you've heard. You've heard?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like the Vatican hasn't apologized because they ran most of those residential schools. And I feel like the Pope didn't give a proper apology. And I just feel like it would make me as a Canadian and as an Aboriginal feel a lot better if someone from the Vatican could apologize for the rapings, murdering, and beating of young Aboriginal people and ripping them from their family for hundreds of years. I just want an apology, and I tried to get a hold of someone. Someone said they were transferring me over to someone who could apologize, but really they just hung up on me, so I'm kind of suspicious that you guys don't feel sorry about it. Would you apologize?
I'm just an operator. I'm not the Pope.
No, I know you're not the Pope, and I know you're just an operator. But who would I talk to for an apology? Could you send me to Pope? Could you transfer me to the Pope's office? I am a high-ranking Aboriginal person in Canada, and we are outraged. They really don't want to apologize.
Il numero chiamato non è raggiungibile in questo momento. La preghiamo di chiamare più tardi. Grazie.
The required number is not available at this moment. Please try later. Thank you.
Il numero chiamato non è raggiungibile.
Just transfer me over to the Pope.
La preghiamo di chiamare più tardi. Grazie.
The required number is not available at this moment. Please try later. Thank you.
I'm really suspicious about those guys. I don't think they feel as bad as what I want them to feel. Alrighty, guys, check it out. It's Jack Class Show in the Mornings, brother. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going back on break, dude. Here's another Cialis ad for you, my friends. We'll be right back. God bless you. When I'm back, I got something really exciting I want to do, and I think everyone's going to enjoy it. We'll see you in a sec. Here's some Motorhead. I can still play whatever I want. I'm gonna play Motorhead. Screw it. That's one of my powers in life. It's a Jack Classic Show. I'll be right back. God bless.
Then may the shackles be undone. May all the old words cease to rhyme. If the sky turn into stone.
will matter.
He's a fag.
Not at all.
He's a fag.
For there is no heaven in the sky. Hell does not wait for our downfall. Let the voice of reason shine. Let the fires vanish for all time. God traces him all unseen. You can ask him what it all means. He was never on your side. God was never on your side. Let right and wrong alone decide. God was never on your side. See 10,000 ministries. See the holy, righteous dogs. They claim to heal, but all they do is steal. Abuse your faith, cheat and rob. If God is wise, why is he still when these false prophets call him friend? Why is he silent? Is he blind? Are we abandoned in the end? Let the sword of reason shine. Let us be free of prayer and shrine. God's face is in, turn away. He never has a word to say. He was never on your side. God was never on your side. Let right or wrong alone decide. God was never on your side. No, no, no.
Fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can... Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
That's Jack Clapton.
Jack Klassen Show. Yo, good morning, brother. So check it out. Canada, apparently, according to the lamestream media, Canada is one of the worst exporters of online hate, and COVID-19 had made it worse, experts warn. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Something really messed up happened in this country today. A man killed a family of five who were Muslim and probably did it because they were Muslim, which is not cool. Like, that's absolutely insane. However, that's murder. Murder is already illegal. Just saying. Murder is already illegal. There's 40 million people in my country, and one guy did that. I mean, that's pretty good. I'm just saying, a lot of other countries, Germany, the UK, Spain, I think they have far worse events that happen and in a bigger quantity than just one. It's not cool. It's horrible, reprehensible that it happened, but no one thinks that's cool. No one's like, oh, sweet, dude. You just murdered that family of five? That's the coolest thing I've ever heard, brother. No one thinks that. Anyway, someone just sent this to me. It's a Canadian anti-hate network, Amiria Elgawababa, says that Canada is one of the worst exporters of online hate in the world. By the way, Canada Anti-Hate Network, you know who they want to put on that? You know what they do? They dox people that don't follow their political opinion. That's all that Canada Anti-Hate does. It's a doxing website. And you know who they want to, you know who they put on that website? The Red Pill Rapper. That dude is the nicest guy you will ever meet. I don't know a single person who's nicer than the Red Pill Rapper, but yet Anti-Hate's after that guy? It's insane. These people are absolutely just mentally deranged. These people at Anti-Hate Canada are, I'm sorry, they're a Down syndrome retarded.
When it comes to online hate.
Is that online hate? Me calling this
country right now. Can you
this
set the
bitch,
stage for us? What's the
retard?
I think your viewers would be very surprised, Todd, to realize that Canada is actually one of the worst exporters of online hate in the world.
Oh.
There was a report done actually
Thank
last
you.
June by the Institute of Strategic Dialogue
yes.
that found over 6,500 online blogs, pages, groups promoting hate that is not only disseminated right here at home, but spreading around the world. And really what we're seeing is that not...
Oh no, people are assholes online. People are jerks online. What?
Not only are people disseminating this type of hatred on social media platforms that we're all familiar with, Facebook or Twitter, but that they're also going into...
They're not doing it on Facebook. I just got banned on Facebook for saying all women are retarded. I got banned for a month. Pretty general statement there. If that gets you banned a minute after you say it,
deep internet into places like 4chan that sometimes people may have heard of, where they are spreading all sorts of Islamophobic,
4chan.
Misogynistic,
4chan.
Homophobic, anti-Semitic.
Misogynistic? Homophobic? Anti-Semitic? Hey, sounds like this radio show.
I mean, the gamut, you know, runs the full spectrum of hate. And it's really become even worse during this pandemic, where you have this toxic twist of ideas around conspiracy theories about what, you know, COVID is all about, as well as...
You mean that it was made in a lab?
...about minority communities.
I'm also curious,
Whatever,
Amira,
dummy.
You know, frankly, what you think the federal
government
can do...
I like their stock footage. By the way, for the people in the radio, you can't see this, but... They're letting this bitch talk about whatever she's talking about, and they're just using like this stock footage of someone using a computer.
Needs to do here.
Oh, now they're typing. Now they're typing.
Measures.
Why are they using this stock
footage?
The
federal government has received an.
Just keep her at full screen. Don't use the stock footage, dummy. It's the dumbest thing.
Earful.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. Were those were all the? Is that supposed to be hate? They're doing hate. They're doing hate right now. That's why they're
I'm
showing
also
it.
Curious,
oh, by the way, the hands on the computer
you know,
that
frankly,
they're showing, all
what
white.
What think the federal government can do?
Those are hateful hands.
Here
Those hands
talk about,
are what?
More measures.
Hate hands.
The federal government has received an absolute earful. They probably have, you know, stacks of recommendations.
Hey, it's me, Amira from the Canada Hate Network. They're like the mob. They're like the mob. I don't like your opinion. I think that's hateful. We're going to take you down. I want you in a gulag.
organizations, from civil society, you know, people who have been advocating for stricter measures to be brought onto online hate. There
yeah, please,
have
please.
Been, you know, committee meetings about this. People have God. Been talking to their elected representatives, calling for, you know.
Yeah, that's all. When I go outside, everyone's just going, please censor the internet. Please do it. Please do it. Everyone's doing it.
Stricter regulation to hold social media platforms accountable. And a vast majority of Canadians support this. Over 80% have said yes online.
I don't know where she's getting her pull from. I am so sorry.
Online hate is a problem in this country. We expect the government.
She has to clean her glasses, by the way, for the people listening at home. She has very dirty glasses.
Government to take action. Now, the reality is we've been promised that action. We've been told that there will be legislation.
Hey, I talked to Trudeau. He said he'd take out the... Oh, right, he'd shoot him in the back of the head.
...tabled very soon, but very soon has been given to us since, you know, January, and it's been several months now, and there is a lot of concern, especially in light of what's happened in London. We don't know if the perpetrator, you know, was definitely exposed to online hate, but...
Hey, he was on 4chan. He got his ideas from 4chan. We gotta take him down.
But we will assume that this climate that we are now living in has certainly created very...
This climate, people have different opinions, and sometimes people, they like to say things that they don't mean, but it might be construed as funny because it's horrible. And I can't have that, Justin Trudeau.
That's
my impression of this woman, by the way.
Yeah, well said. The other thing I think it's important to say about this is...
Hey, I'm a white anchor on CTV.
Is that, you know, when we're looking at, you know, who's monitoring these groups? I mean,
Hey, we need the RCMP. We need CSIS. We need everyone. We need the Canadian Armed Forces on 4chan right now.
It does involve just, you know, plain old manpower, Amira, to like...
This guy's talking about wooden doors. Let's execute him.
Watch over this.
Watch over.
To,
I'm a goddamn adult, dude. Most people are adults on the internet. I'm sorry.
Keep track of it.
Keep track of the hate.
There's enough of that going on.
I'm keeping track of the hate. It's me, the leader of Anti-Hate Canada. I'm going to ruin your life.
Well, it's interesting you raise that point, Todd. You know, I'll give you one example. There was a horrific stabbing of a Muslim caretaker at a mosque in Toronto last...
Hey, there was a horrible stabbing at a mosque. The man who did it was probably mentally ill, but because it happened at a mosque, he was racist. I don't know the story, maybe he was.
Fall, you may remember. And when the Toronto police reported on that crime, they said that the accused had no links to hate groups, that there was nothing, you know, there was no bias necessarily.
No, it's because he was schizophrenic. It's because he was schizophrenic. Or just a bad person. Not every horrible event is because of a race or a religion. It's just, that's not how it is. People are scumbags. There are scumbag people. There are evil people in the world.
In fact, it was a Canadian Anti-Hate Network, of which I'm a board member, that looked into the accused profile online and was very quickly able to discover...
He had a Pepe meme.
...groups that had links with...
He had a Pepe meme. He followed Owen Benjamin.
You know, neo-Nazi, satanic, hateful ideology. And
he liked heavy metal.
And so even our law enforcement agencies are not well equipped to do this. The social media platforms are certainly not equipped.
I want this lady to monitor everything I do.
The government, you know, these recommendations are quite deep. We're talking about an online regulator. We're talking about making sure that these platforms are reporting back to us what kind of activity is happening, and certainly looking at complicated things like their algorithms in terms of seeing how are these posts promoted or not promoted.
See, I hate these people.
Because at the end of the day,
because what's going to happen?
Platforms are commercial entities,
No one wants death threats. No one thinks any of that stuff's cool. But what's going to happen? It's that damn slippery slope, brother. We're going to go turn to the UK, where if I call this woman a water-headed bitch, that I can go to jail. And frankly, I like the freedom that my opinion that this woman is a water-headed bitch. I like not going to jail for that opinion. God bless you. I don't want anyone getting, you know, you said you have the right ideas. It's a nice thought, but you guys are just controlling, brother. And if you had ultimate power, you'd probably want to execute me. for having a wrong opinion, no matter what that opinion is. As long as it slightly differs from yours, can't happen, dude. It just can't happen at all. It just seriously can't happen. So check it out. I guess Joe Biden said the N-word. Everyone's really focused on that. He said the N-word to his lawyer several times. And apparently that's like the biggest Hunter Biden revelation. Dude, the guy slept with Malia Obama and did cocaine with her credit card. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I know him saying the N-word is definitely more important than him having sex with Malia Obama and underage Chinese women, at least on according to Anti-Hate Canada Network. I know that's more important, but I mean, really, dude, the guy's a scumbag. We all know that. He's not a Mike Lindell scumbag. Mike Lindell, he was a scumbag, but he came back a great man. Hunter Biden, he was a scumbag who was addicted to drugs, and now he's just a scumbag. It just doesn't make any sense. That's an annoying thing. I'll be honest with you guys. I've had major writer's block. I don't know if you'd call it writer's block. I've been trying to do some monologues and stuff, but I just haven't been able to do it, and I'm kind of embarrassed by it. Like, honest to God. But things will change. Next week we have our studio again, so that'll be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be nice having a producer again in-house. It'll be nice having people physically there and not just on a Zoom meeting. That makes a huge difference. There's a lot of exciting things happening this month, and I appreciate it, and I hope people in Montana appreciate it, because I appreciate them. I appreciate them for dealing with this morning show's BS. But you're not going to get this show. This show doesn't exist anywhere else. There's no other show like this. And there's no one like me, brother, because I'm the best. I'm sorry, I gotta say it. I'm still the best, and I'm still a radio genius, even if I have writer's block and am severely depressed. I mean, like, for real. I'm still the best. I still do the best morning radio show. And I don't think there's any denying that, brother. It's a Jack Klassen show. I'm going to play some Motorhead, and then we're going to play an old prank phone call. Because why not? That's where we're at, dude. It's a transitional period here on the Jack Klassen show. God bless you. Here's some Motorhead. And then we'll play a prank phone call. And then that's it, dude. I'm going to play Motorhead live. So crank it up, dog. Crank it up on your AM radio. Think about that. No other AM radio station's playing Motorhead at 7 o'clock in the morning, live. Suck it. It's Jack Klassen show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, guys. Good luck, Montana. Jack Klassen Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca.
not really true. What stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that's how it works.
Yeah, and then people disagree with you, then they go call someone with a gun to solve the problem.
But let's see who we got. We got a couple of new callers here.
Unmuted.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Is this a show where we can talk like real men?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So basically, I'm fucking... can I swear here? Like, real men swear, eh? Well, I fucking hate Obama. He's taken away my gun. He took away my gun, my rifle, my machine gun, my assault rifle. He took away my AK. He took away my machine gun. He took away my shotgun. He took away my ballistic missile. He took away my Jeep. He took away my shirt. He took away my grenades. He took away everything. He took away my guns. He took away my dog. He took away my house. I'm fucking so sick of this.
Yeah, I think I got another phony phone call. I'm not sure, but it may be the same guy. So let's let everybody who calls in.
Unmuted.
Okay, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So I'm really sick of these machine guns, these pistols, these grenades, these fucking bazookas, these fucking parachutes.
Okay. You're off the air.
All this shit.
You sound like a fucking psychic, guys.
Hey, am I there?
It's the same guy doing a different voice.
Yeah, well, you know what the sad thing is? There's probably somebody out there who really wants to succeed and wants to know this stuff. He doesn't know about you yet. He's like, I'm going to keep taking them away. Every time the girls come around, I'm going to take more of your women away.
You think he's getting girls?
this is his third chance. Three strikes are out, man.
Louie, you still there?
Hey,
yep,
how's it going, guys?
Hey, you want to take on this guy again?
Fuck.
All right, bring him on. All right, here we go. This is going to be fun.
Unmuted.
All right, call you back on the air. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going with you? We're talking about gun rights still. Am I correct?
All right. No, we're talking about women right now.
Okay, yeah.
Women,
Hold on one second.
I'm more concerned.
Anything comes out of your mouth, are you going to be serious?
Well, women, yeah, I'm being serious right now. Women are disgusting because they sell shops that have dildos, anal beads, lubricant... sex dolls, vaginas, fleshlights, pornography, scat porn, Ken Crush porn, lots of porn, monster porn, tentacle porn, hentai porn, Chinese porn, Japanese porn, Korean porn, foreign films, Adam Sandler films, Bioshock 2, Grand Theft Auto 3.
This guy's not even listening to anything.
No, Gary, he's gone.
Wow.
I don't know how he just fires him off like that.
No, Gary, I know.
You are listening to the Jack Clapper Show.
I am normal! I didn't do nothing wrong!
Gotta get real here on the Jack Clash Show in the mornings. So fuck you, Quentin Tarantino.
What's he smoking? Is he smoking meth?
Are you smoking meth?
What?
Yeah, motherfucker, look at him.